WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There are about 2 months for those involved in two groups of proposed changes to the Bryan City Charter to submit their paperwork in order for city staff to prepare for the November election. Mayor Andrew Nelson says the first meeting of a city council-appointed committee will be held before the end of next week.
I will meet with them only one time simply to say, here's your charge. And then I and the other six members of council are going to, as is the tradition of this, we're going to make ourselves scarce.
Nelson on our show says the council committee will have assistance from an outside consultant, and he expects the committee to present recommendations to the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Bryan Business Council before the city council gets a final draft. One of the goals of the new dean of the Texas A&M Health Science Center's medical school has been accomplished. Carrie Byington was among those at Fort Hood yesterday for the formal announcement that 60 students will be doing rotations with military physicians starting in September.
Four major rotations, family medicine, internal medicine, psychiatry, and surgery. They will be working with military physicians and taking care of active duty individuals as well as their families, both in the Darnell Army Medical Center and in the clinics that surround the medical center in Killeen.
Dr. Byington says she is in contact with active duty personnel and veterans who have ties with A&M to add agreements between the College of Medicine and the military. College Station police has identified the motorcyclist who was killed by an accused drunk driver early Tuesday morning.
22-year-old Tyler Thomas of Bryan was headed south on Texas when, according to investigators, he struck the back of a pickup that had pulled out of the Days Inn parking lot. According to the arrest report involving the driver of the truck, the impact deployed the truck's airbags and knocked off the truck's driver's side rear tire. 36-year-old Andrew Gadea of College Station remains in jail after he was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and DWI with one prior conviction. Another check of online court records shows Gadea is awaiting trial in two other misdemeanor DWI cases. He was arrested by College Station Police in September of last year and by DPS this past February. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Bryan Police has announced an arrest warrant has been issued in a domestic-related shooting 3 weeks ago. 35-year-old Travis Kohler of Bryan is considered to be armed and dangerous. He is accused of shooting a family member in an apartment the afternoon of May 10th. The person who was shot was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact BPD or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. And the Brazos County Sheriff's Office has announced an arrest warrant has been issued for a man they've been looking for in the death of a local man early Tuesday morning. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart, who posted a tweet about the warrant, said 28-year-old Matthew Brown is charged with tampering or fabricating physical evidence with the intent to impair their investigation. Stewart previously said Brown and the victim, 53-year-old Larry Goodman Jr., knew each other, and that Goodman's death followed an undisclosed altercation outside the home of a third person north of Bryan. A photo of Brown is online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team. And we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Lee Bolnick about long-term care, the Med's own Dr. Roman about thyroid problems, and audible hearing. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Considerable cloudiness today, scattered showers and storms, especially this morning. They're lifting off towards the north and east, so they should be diminishing as the day goes on, 85 to 90. By evening, the showers are gone. We're partly to mostly cloudy overnight, and 70. Tomorrow, some sunshine develops. There could be a leftover shower during the day. Highs tomorrow, 85 to 90. Saturday, clouds, maybe a shower storm during the afternoon, and a high close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie softball team takes on top-seeded Florida this morning in the College World Series. We'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the matchup. Meanwhile, we'll hear from Bryan ISD Athletic Director Lance Angel on the passing of Rudder High School basketball coach Eric Jackson. And the Astros extend their win streak to 7 with a sweep of the Twins, while the Rays' late comeback put the Rangers away in Arlington. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So as far as that rain is concerned, it is tracking northeast. There's rain between here and Houston, at least for a little while. Maybe by the time you get to it, there it won't even be there. But it's trucking northeasterly pretty quickly. And the heaviest rain is up there in, oh, good old East Texas among the piney woods. And if you look down below us, there's really not. But the thing is, you know, it's going to be kind of warm today, so it could generate some.
I think
showers.
Around midnight was when the thunder woke me up.
Ah.
It was intense.
Was it?
Yeah.
I apparently was snoring louder than the thunder
you.
Then.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and my puppy, she is not a fan, so she may have actually been the one to wake me up.
Understand. But, mm-hmm. Doesn't matter whether it was the thunder or the puppy.
Yep.
You ended up getting waked up on the deal.
Yeah.
Anyway, about 85 today, and they're telling us 50-50 chance of showers. Now, 50-50 won't show up again until Sunday, it says, but we're pretty much going to have some clouds and won't make 90, so I guess as we get into June, that's an okay thing. Mm. We clearly can tell, because we're up at this time, that it's getting, you know, brighter earlier in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Not like we could drive to work without our lights, but, you know, it's somewhat like mm-hmm. that. All right, so an Israeli man, an unidentified guy, stole a washing machine from a residence.
Okay.
Okay, just decided to...
He just picked it up
and took
it with him.
Took mm-hmm. that with him and just kind of went out on the street corner, decided to sell it right there. I mean, there's no reason to transfer it too far. He did attract the attention of a police officer, though. Figured out something wasn't right away. Thief had failed to take the wet clothes out of the washing machine. Clearly, he just wanted to show that it operated properly.
Right.
Now, is there a famous shark out there that I'm not knowing about? It says Twitter's famous shark swims again near Atlantic City coast.
The Twitter shark. Huh?
Am I missing one? I mean,
I can Google and see, but you're...
Okay, scientists continue to track Twitter's favorite great white shark as it swims near the coast of Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Shark is known as Mary Lee.
Mary!
Why, how do we know? And, you know, anyhow, showed up in the waters near Atlantic City yesterday morning, detected off the coast of Cape May with a male great white shark who's named Cisco. We're naming sharks now. Is that it?
Yeah, apparently. Mary Lee Shark, she does have her own Twitter account.
Of course.
She was tagged by a certain research company called O-Search.
Okay.
Like ocean, but O-Search.
All right.
And they actually have tagged several and named them.
Oh, I guess they named Cisco as well.
Right, probably. And then you can, you know, they have links so you can actually track her via the internet.
Okay, well, that's... Okay.
And so that's how they know, I guess, that
she's swimming
close to the coast, huh?
Yeah. O-Search has 100,000 followers.
Oh, yeah. And Mary Lee has a few followers, too, including one Frito from Candy 95.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah. And Gordon Deal. So she must be a thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
There you are.
You know you've made it when Frito follows
that's
you.
That's right. But now, here's my problem, though. Now that we've named them... We've kind of personified them a little bit, haven't we?
Right.
So when they
attack someone,
exactly.
How do we feel?
Right. Or mm-hmm. if something bad happens to them,
it's like Harambe all over again.
Or they attack someone, and somebody has to kill the shark because it's attacking someone.
Exactly,
right.
Yeah.
Then are we going to end up with a Twitter debate over that?
Yes.
Is that where we are now?
That is exactly where we are right now.
Okay. There's still predators. Just saying, well, let you know, even though we put a name on it, it doesn't mean that they're still not a shark.
It's not Nemo.
No, it's not.
It's a wild animal.
Don't put chum in your hand and try to feed Mary Lee.
It will kill you.
Yeah.
Info?
Mation.
All I know is, you know, April had the baby.
Yeah.
Now I may just have to track Mary Lee.
Uh-oh.
Well, okay, do we know when... Fredo began tracking? Or
no.
Okay. All right. Well, we may have to ask him sometime why he did and when was the last time he checked in.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's June the 1st, day 152. Got 213 of them to go. Okay, so it's the first day of the month, so let's see.
That's right, dads and grads.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what month it is. We just got done with moms and proms.
Yeah, that's right. So it's
dads and grads.
Somewhere in there, there's a Father's Day, just letting you know. There's National Camping Month, Great Outdoors Month, Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
All right.
Okay. International Men's Month. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
You got it, guys.
You know it.
We get a month, all right.
We do, yeah. International Surf Music Month.
The other 11 go to the women.
That's right.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Rebuild Your Life Month.
Okay.
Child Awareness Month. Oh!
Be aware of the child.
Be aware of your children. You only have to do it this month, so if you try that, that'd be great. It's a Dairy Month. It's Accordion Awareness Month. It's Soul Food Month.
Man.
It's Steakhouse Month.
Okay.
National Iced Tea Month.
There you go.
Okay. Right. As far as the days are concerned, I believe today is a day, Ms. Reber, you can celebrate in front of Mr. Downs because it is National Go Barefoot Day.
Yeah.
Just tell him that's the way
it's
going
to
be. All right. Tell him that's the way it's going to be because that's what the day is.
It is the day.
Yeah. It's Dare Day. It's National Olive Day. Heimlich Maneuver Day. Okay. National Pen Pal Day. Now, that's quaint.
Yeah. I used to have a pen pal in England.
Did you?
When I was in elementary school and middle school. All right. It was pretty cool.
Now, how did you find that?
Were
you matched up?
So, in fifth grade, we actually matched up with another class in England.
Okay.
But her name was Amy, and Amy and I actually kept in contact, though, for several years afterwards
well,
and would send each other little care packages and stuff.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Okay, so when did it fall apart?
Oh, probably in high school at some
just
point.
Different things, right?
Yeah.
I understand.
I always wanted a pen pal, but my initiative to get one always ended right at the idea. So,
and it's Oscar the Grouch Day. Who knew?
Hey.
I mean, this is when he had his debut on Sesame Street. We don't know. All right, birthdays.
Willow Shields is 17.
Oh, no, wait. Whoa. Is it your birthday?
No, it's Zach Taylor's birthday.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't know how old he is, but...
Okay, because they got balloons, I see.
Yeah, we share a studio here, so...
Yeah, that's the thing. When you share studios, you never know.
Right.
Yeah.
When I turned 40, we weren't in this building, but my wife and my best friend filled the room with black balloons.
Over the hill.
Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly, and all that stuff. So that's, because you can get the balloons for that. Anyway, that's a long time.
Happy birthday to Zach
Good
Taylor.
For him.
Yeah,
Good
his
for
birthday
him.
Today. Yeah. Willow Shields is 17, plays Primrose Everdeen in the Hunger Games movies.
Of course. Right.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Wayne Callies is 40, played Lori Grimes on Soap Opera with Zombies.
And then
she was on The Colony on USA Network.
Sure.
Alanis Morissette.
Can you ever have a normal part? Again, I mean, you think about that.
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. I think kind of get typecast.
Well, maybe, yeah.
At least in a genre, you know.
Try to get into a Disney movie after that. Maybe it helps your career a little bit. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Alanis Morissette is 43.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You ought to know.
Crooked little Pill, right?
Jagged Little Pill.
Mm-hmm. Which I think they're making a Broadway. I think that with some of her music.
Oh, really?
I think I saw that earlier this week. Yeah,
that's
so there.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Heidi Klum is 44, the supermodel.
Sure, sure.
Project Runway host.
Yeah.
Terry Polo is 48. She played Ben Stiller's lady in Meet the Parents movies.
Oh, okay.
So. Mm-hmm. Mark Curry is 56. He was Mr. Cooper on Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yeah.
In the 90s. David Berkowitz, the son of Sam, is 64.
Sure enough.
Ronnie Dunn of Brooks and Dunn fame.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who can sing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's 64. All right. Brian Cox is 71. He's been in a lot of stuff. He was on Deadwood and the Bourne Supremacy, a couple of the Bourne movies, I believe. Morgan Freeman is 80.
Wow.
Played God himself,
he
of
has.
Course.
Done a lot of stuff.
Narrated a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And Pat Boone is 83.
Oh, my. Really?
Yep.
That'll give you pause.
Elvis Presley used to open up for him.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
That was a different time. Mm-hmm. There you go. 6:20.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the breathless anti-Trump alt-left mainstream media, they're at it again. So this time they're bringing you, the American people, their hard-hitting analysis of a typo on Twitter by the president. Newsbuster reports, well, at midnight, May 31st, the president tweeted, despite the constant negative press, and he spells it C-O-V-F-E-F-E. Most people, including journalists, they all make typos. The media pounced on just the morning shows of ABC, NBC, CBS. There was a baffling 10 minutes of coverage speculating about what Trump meant by writing and misspelling a word. What is wrong with all of you people if you misspell a word on Twitter? Relax. You know, do you ever hear of autocorrect? Jeez, good grief.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I had to see it for myself. Upside.com really saves you a ton of money on business travel, and they give you a big gift card every single time you travel. I went on a trip recently, used Upside.com. In less than 2 minutes, I was able to save money, and I got a gift card for $200. Now go to Upside.com, use the promo code Hannity, and you get $100 guaranteed an Amazon gift card just for your first trip. You'll save big on travel, get a big gift card every single trip. Upside.com.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. GM is cutting factory jobs as it eliminates one of two shifts at its Warren, Michigan transmissions plant. The automaker wouldn't say how many jobs will be affected, but the cuts could eliminate about half of the nearly 600 jobs at the plant. GM blames slowing car sales. This is the fifth time that GM has eliminated a shift of work at a U.S. plant since last November, eliminating a total of about 5,000 jobs. About 700 of the GM workers who were laid off are expected to get their jobs back next year. GE has won European Union unconditional approval to combine its oil and gas business with Baker Hughes because the transaction wouldn't harm competition in Europe. Announced last October, the GE and Baker Hughes combination would create a company with more than $32 billion in revenue that could cut costs to better compete with rivals such as Schlumberger to provide equipment and services to oil rigs and wells. On Wall Street, futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials fell 21 points. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. 844-6060 or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Well, stupid criminals come in all shapes and sizes and come from all walks of life, including even college-educated people. But I don't think anybody would recommend going about getting your college education this way. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. So this guy may or may not be any good at math, but he's clearly failing at basic logic. A 19-year-old student at Santa Fe College in Gainesville, Florida, a few weeks ago missed a test in his math class. So last week, he went to meet with his professor and asked her if he could take a makeup test. She said no. So he grabbed her and blocked her from leaving the office until she'd agree to give him another test. She told him she was calling the cops. He let her go and started crying. So she ran out and went to her classroom to start teaching another class. The guy followed her in there and kept disrupting that class. So she did call the cops. And the man was arrested for false imprisonment and battery. It's not clear why he missed the original test, but this may have had something to do with it. Back on the 8th, he was arrested on 6 drug charges, including cocaine, marijuana, and prescription drug possession. So this guy clearly hadn't learned anything from college yet. Well, not anything useful, at least. Hey, if you're still in college and you miss a test in your math class, I would recommend against doing what this guy did and maybe just email your professor. How's that for an idea? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
The Texas LODD Task Force proudly presents the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th. The Memorial Motorcycle Ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph Health in Bryan, followed by a First Responder Festival at the Sue Haswell Park. There'll be a kickball tournament, first responder demonstrations, games, entertainment, and more. The event raises awareness of the sacrifices first responders make and raises money to support the families of fallen first responders. Bring the entire family out for the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's a 627. In the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Okay, more bad news for United Airlines. Facing a fine for flying a plane that was not airworthy 23 times.
What? Oh, my gosh.
23 times.
It's bad enough one time. That's all they have to do.
23 times. It was not airworthy, and they put it up there. So there you are.
That's scary.
It is a little bit scary. Now, get this. Facial recognition technology could help speed up the boarding of your airplane at the gate. And guess who's doing it? JetBlue.
I was going to say, probably not United.
No, yeah. For some flights, you'll spend more time in line in the airport than you actually do in the air. So checking your bags through security, then boarding at the gate, not to mention all that idle time in the jet's aisle while people in front of you are stowing their baggage. But apparently what you do is the self-boarding will begin. You have a picture. Customer steps up to the camera. Photo is captured. And then on future flights, through facial recognition, they'll go, hey, that's you.
Okay.
And they're gonna start it at some point in June. The expedited process will be just on one route for right now. That's Boston to Aruba. And if it works, then they're going to instigate that system-wide. That would be kind of, again, the technology's out there.
Until it doesn't work on someone who is that person. Yeah. And then, yeah.
And then, yeah, it doesn't.
Obviously, there will be other ways to identify, but.
And, yeah, and I don't know the points. I guess they check your eyes and things like that so that if you grew a beard or whatever.
Yeah,
that
that's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah.
Didn't wear different, like, colored eye contact lenses or whatever. Anyhow, they're going to give it a shot. We'll see if that technology works. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. So call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Got some rain in the area. Actually, it's mostly to the northeast of us, and it's tracking that way. You may catch a few showers along Interstate 45, and that's about it, at least as it stands right now. They could develop later on today, but actually, all week long, and on through the weekend, we're not going to hit 90 degrees, it looks like, simply because there's so many clouds out there. Our high today is supposed to be only 84. They say a 50-50 chance of rain, but again, they're going to be something that is not existing out there right now. It could come and spoil our time a little bit later on. Anyhow, tonight we're looking at a low of around 69 degrees, which ought to be pretty nice. And then tomorrow, 88, and pretty well continue to have that pattern of high temperatures in the upper 80s with anywhere from a 20 to a 50% chance of rain kind of moving back and forth between now and all the way through Monday. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 3. We have fair skies. Very nice out there. It's 70 degrees.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Nutrabolt Stadium. Presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A College Station man accused of drunk driving following a crash early Tuesday morning that killed a motorcyclist is awaiting trial in two other DWI cases.
Another check of online court records shows 36-year-old Andrew Gadea was arrested last September by College Station police and this past February by DPS. No trial dates have been set for those misdemeanor cases. CSPD arrested Gadea for DWI with a prior conviction, which happened in 2006, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. That's after a Bryan man, 22-year-old Tyler Thomas, was killed after his motorcycle hit the rear of Gadea's pickup just after Gadea pulled out of the Days Inn parking lot onto Texas. According to the arrest report, the officer determined Gadea was reckless because he was driving while intoxicated. He disregarded the right-of-way, pulling out of the parking lot, and his truck was a deadly weapon. The officer reported the impact of the crash knocked off the truck's driver's side rear tire and the truck's airbags deployed. Gadea remains jailed in lieu of bonds totaling $14,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One Brazos County man considered a person of interest in the death of another area man early Tuesday morning is now the subject of an arrest warrant. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Sheriff's Office tweeted the warrant has been issued for 28-year-old Matthew Brown. Stewart says Brown is charged with tampering or fabricating physical evidence with the intent to impair their investigation. Stewart previously said Brown and the man who died, 53-year-old Larry Goodman Jr., knew each other. Neither one lived at the home where Goodman's body was found on the driveway. A photo of Brown is online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man accused of shooting a family member during a disturbance 3 weeks ago has been identified by police. BPD reports an arrest warrant has been issued for 35-year-old Travis Kohler. The person who was shot on May 10th was taken to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. PD reports Kohler should be considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police or Brazos County Crime Stoppers. It's been 2 weeks since the Bryan City Council approved the formation of a committee to look into proposed changes to the city charter. Mayor Andrew Nelson says the first meeting will be before the end of next week. The committee will receive outside assistance and will have recommendations reviewed by at least two other groups.
Some of these things impact planning and zoning. So that group will present to planning and zoning. Some of these impact business. So we'll present that to the business committee through the Bryan Business Council. We'll get the recommendation from planning and zoning, from Bryan Business Council on ones that impact them, as well as from the committee itself.
Nelson, speaking on our show, does not expect voters to face an all-or-nothing proposition.
Understanding from the legal advice I've gotten to date is I think we're going to have to parse them anyway. I think we're going to have to, you know, citizens will need to vote on them probably one by one.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada told WTAW News she needs the proposed charter amendments by the end of July in order to prepare them for the November election. The Texas A&M Health Science Center is expanding its presence at Fort Hood's Medical Center. The new dean of the medical school, Dr. Carrie Byington, says 60 students will be doing rotations with military physicians starting this September.
When I came to Texas A&M, and even during the interview period, I had mentioned really wanting to focus as a pillar of or a strength for our College of Medicine and Health Sciences Center on the military and military health. It goes back to our foundation as a College of Medicine, and it's part of the heritage of Texas A&M.
A deputy commander at Darnall Army Medical Center, who is also an Aggie, Colonel James Lucas, will serve as the campus dean. A Bryan man has admitted to his involvement in an armed robbery that took place outside a Bryan convenience store 2.5 years ago. 30-year-old Bill Garcia pleaded guilty to firing 2 shots into a truck in the parking lot of the I-Stop on College Main. Both shots hit the driver. According to the district attorney's office, the victim did not suffer any serious or permanent injury. Garcia and an accomplice drove away. The truck was found the next day with several items missing. Garcia and 32-year-old Sonia Martinez of Bryan were arrested a month later in San Antonio. Garcia was sentenced to 40 years in prison, in part due to his criminal history. He will serve at least 20 years before becoming eligible for parole. Martinez, who is out on bond, is scheduled for a jury trial this November. Tuesday morning during the 11 o'clock hour, if you were driving on the freeway in Bryan, you may have seen multiple law enforcement vehicles. What started as a traffic stop by a deputy precinct 2 constable because the driver was not wearing a seatbelt turned into a foot chase where the suspect and officers crossed all lanes of the freeway near the MLK overpass. Along the way, the suspect dropped a handgun. With assistance from more precinct 2 officers, along with precinct 4 and the sheriff's office, the suspect was found under some shrubs along the freeway. 37-year-old Fred Hanhart of Franklin was arrested on local charges of evading arrest and unlawful possession of a gun by a felon. He was also being held for the U.S. Marshal's Office on a weapons charge. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 70 degrees. You can text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Bargain hunters, savvy shoppers, and anyone who loves to save money, this is the Can't Miss Car Buying Event. It's Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. It's here this weekend. Over 160 quality trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos available at incredible, never-before-seen bargain prices. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 17-0676A. 2012 Ford Focus. Selling price $52.99. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with proof credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe Sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
You'll love the selection, love the savings, and absolutely love your new car from the Repo Joe Sale. But you must get to Atkinson Toyota this weekend. $27 down delivers with payments from just $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan in Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Hello, I'm Mark Cuban. Join me and be among the first to add your voice to a new movement in our state. It's called OK to Say. It's a place where you can inspire others to speak up about mental health. Erasing stigma will not be easy, but we have to start somewhere. So let's start with the people of Texas. We want to hear from you. Join the movement. Add your voice. Talk openly about mental illness at oktosay.org.
OK to Say is sponsored by the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
As promised, moisture's return from the Gulf of Mexico. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, a few with locally heavy downpours. Temperatures 85 to 90. They'll be diminishing, though, as the day goes on. Any showers should be done by the evening. Overnight, we're partly to mostly cloudy, 70. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, there could be a leftover shower during the day. Highs anywhere from 85 to 90. We'll have clouds on Saturday. Could have some showers and storms. High Saturday near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Joe Evans on the Aggie softball team's matchup with Florida this morning in the College World Series. Meanwhile, the Rangers dropped one to the Rays at home, but the Astros keep racking up the W's with their sweep of the Twins, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are up 2-0 over the Nashville Predators in the battle for the Stanley Cup. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So the... if you heard the Sean Hannity update, he's talking about Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Yeah, Covfefe.
Covfefe.
Actually, next half hour, we have a pretty good explanation of
it.
Oh,
good.
So we'll have that for you. In the meantime...
The president also left the nation scratching its head after sending out a bedtime tweet last night that ended with the word Covfefe. It looked like a simple typo of the word coverage, but this morning the president made a game of it, tweeting, quote, who can figure out the true meaning of covfefe?
This is from yesterday, clearly. Mm-hmm.
The White House press corps wondered why it took hours for the original tweet to be deleted and whether the president needed a better Twitter monitor, prompting this rather cryptic response from the press secretary.
The president and a small group of people know exactly what he meant.
Yeah, so there.
Oh,
you're not one of those people.
Nee,
that's exactly right. So anyway, but we will let you in on what covfefe means next hour.
It's kind of funny that he said the president and a small group of people know what that. No, I think a lot of people knew what he meant. There, a lot of people are just being petty.
That's
right.
And picking on him for
and
a typo.
And why it took him so many hours. How many times have you sent out something that you had no idea you made a typo on?
Sure, without a doubt.
The funniest thing are the people who are criticizing the president for his typo while using typos.
Of course.
Their
I'm
criticism.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why would you? Because, you know, sooner or later, you're going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Well, and we had the story yesterday where he challenged, where a reporter was challenging him, and he challenged him back about fake news, and the reporter said, well, I made a mistake.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So you guys can make mistakes.
Yeah,
okay.
But other people can't do that.
I have to be perfect.
Yep. So the president has scheduled a 3 o'clock announcement today regarding whether he'll keep the U.S. in the Paris Climate Accords. There were some reports yesterday that said the president would either pull the U.S. out completely, comply with parts of it, declare that it's a treaty, as some constitutional experts have said, which would mean that the Senate actually would need to approve it. Responding to shouted questions yesterday from reporters in the Oval Office during an appearance with the Prime Minister of Vietnam, he said, I'm hearing from a lot of people both ways. Now look, oh, and I think Elon Musk has said, well, he's just going to just disassociate himself with President Trump if he decides to pull out of the Paris Accord.
Mm.
Bottom line, whenever it comes to anything to do with the environment, until China and India get on board, what happens in the rest of the world doesn't matter that much.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't matter that much. They're the ones who have different standards, shall we say, and there's a whole bunch of them over there, okay? There's like 3 billion people between those two countries. So what happens over there makes a lot more difference. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Secret Service arrested a suspect yesterday who tried to jump over a barricade near the White House. Well, I guess because that guy got a chance to run around to the White House for 30 minutes.
They're going to take it
somewhere
seriously.
We can do it. Yeah, we can try it. But anyhow, Pennsylvania Avenue closed off to pedestrian traffic around 4:30 yesterday afternoon. And agents carrying long guns fanned across the North Lawn. So they did respond.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wall Street Journal reports the House Intelligence Committee issued 7 new subpoenas in its investigation into the Russian interference of the 2016 election. Of the 7, 4 are related directly to Russian meddling. and three others on allegations of some improper unmasking of Trump campaign officials. So we'll see what happens there. We have John Rainey will be in the studio with us today.
Okay.
He'll be in at 8:30 to kind of wrap up, talk about that stuff that that they did over in Austin, what may be coming around the corner. So we'll talk
Excellent.
To him. Despite doubts raised by some members of Congress, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn on KFYO Radio in Lubbock yesterday said that the Senate will repeal and replace Obamacare in a matter of weeks. He said, absolutely, we'll get it done by the end of July at the latest. So we'll see how that works out. So what's Rick Perry been up to?
Oh,
what
man.
Has Rick Perry been up to? E&E News. I don't know what E&E News is, but they put out the question, what has Rick Perry been doing? Energy Secretary Rick Perry is loving his job. For the past few weeks, Mr. Perry has been touring the operations of the Department of Energy, an agency he once sought to dissolve. That's right. His Twitter feed show him gunning it behind the wheel of a 3D-printed car, leaving his John Hancock on supercomputers at national laboratories, praising the work of scientists and staffers at the Department of Energy. Yes, yeah, suddenly, now that they're paying his salary, he thinks they're a great guy.
Yeah, sure.
Being the governor of Texas is the greatest job I've ever had, Perry told an audience last month at an Earth Day event in Dallas.
Earth Day.
But officially, the coolest job I've ever had is the Secretary of Energy. For the most part, Secretary Perry has conspicuously avoided generating controversy in his few in public engagements other than weighing in on the student election at his alma mater, Texas A&M University. So there you go.
All right.
So that's, I don't know, for better or worse, that's what our former governor's doing.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes when I picture Rick Perry, I picture kind of the caricature that they had attributed to George W. Bush back when he was in office, like just kind of walking in going, hey, guys, how's it going? What's that? Oh, a stapler? All right, cool.
Yeah, well, he's having a good time. And,
I guess sure.
You know, the picture they have here, he's not having to wear his coat and tie all the time. He's kind of just got on a, you know, like a bomber jacket kind of thing and just hanging out. And
seems like a fun guy.
That's
you know?
It. Let's sit down and have a cold run on the porch, right?
Yeah.
All right, 6:46.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A properly chosen and placed shade tree can be worth thousands of dollars in the resale value of a Texas home. Plus, all the while that it's appreciating in value, that tree is also making your life much more enjoyable. But a person who lacks training and experience in the science of tree care can undo in seconds what it's taken that tree decades to produce. Protect your investment by hiring only highly qualified professionals to work on your trees. I'll be back with details right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I always wanted to have for you. You can order it at neilsperry.com. It's on sale for a limited time. This was my Mother's Day sale. I've decided to continue it through Father's Day. It's only $29.95. I rarely put it on sale. Only $29.95 plus tax and postage. This is not a redo of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1991. This is my newest book. It's 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out of my office, not in stores, not on Amazon. Remember, it's only $29.95, and every book goes out signed, personalized, if you wish. But you must order right away if you want to have that sale price. Order at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or at 800-752-GROW. Order right away, neilsperry.com. How do you find a good arborist? Well, you start with a company that's been in business for a long time. Get referrals from local nurserymen. Most independent retail garden center owners and managers will be very familiar with the good tree people in your part of town. Ask for their assistance. Talk to your friends and neighbors. Ask for a list of five or six of the company's clients and ask how their work was performed. Drive by and see how the trees look. Ask the company's permission to call the clients and then follow through. Look for proper credentials. You want to do business with International Society of Arboriculture Certified Arborists. Those are the people who've studied the craft and proven their skills at a high professional level. Most of the better tree service firms offer an option of annual or semi-annual visits by their representatives to check on the health and vigor of your prized shade trees. They'll know the warning signals of trees in distress, and they'll keep you apprised of any changes in your tree's conditions. Healthy, vigorous shade trees may not need any professional pruning or other special help for years at a time, but it's good to know that a professional who is well-versed in their needs is keeping an eye on them. Early detection is worth a lot when it comes to solving serious problems. Trees are mortal beings, and like all the rest of the animals and plants on our planet, they have life expectancies. As trees begin to mature, the arborist may point out branches that are starting to weaken. He or she may suggest selective pruning to remove weakened branches that could fall and cause harm or do damage to adjacent vehicles, structures, and other parts of the landscape. Arborists also watch root flares to be certain that a tree hasn't been planted too deeply. That can lead to long-term stress and eventual tree loss. It's amazing how frequently it happens. They'll be on the lookout for roots that might be growing atop one another or pressing into the trunk. They'll know what to do if you have roots that are starting to expand up out of the soil to the danger of sidewalks, driveways, and even the foundation itself. When the time comes to take a tree down or remove a large limb, you'll want a firm that has the equipment and the know-how to do the job safely and properly. I'm Neil Sperry. Fast growth is not really an asset. We'll talk about it in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, the College World Series kicks off this morning in Oklahoma City for the Fightin' Texas Aggie softball team. The Aggs are set to face top-seeded Florida at USA Softball Hall of Fame Stadium. Coach Joe Evans was asked how the Aggie bats were preparing for the Gators pitching staff and ace Kelly Barnhill.
We've had success against Florida in scoring runs. If you look at our box scores from last year's series against them, so our team feels confident. We know that we're going to be prepared. Velocity is key. She throws the ball really, really hard, so we know that we're going to have to make sure we can catch up with her and really stay patient. You know, try to get on top of the ball and stay patient, understanding you're going to have your at-bats that are going to be challenging, that you might not look great. You got to come right back again and attack.
First pitch this morning is scheduled for 11 o'clock with broadcast on Willie 1550. Also for the softball team, sophomore Riley Sarton was named a National Fast Pitch Coaches Association third team All-American, the organization announced yesterday. Sarton also earned All-SEC second team honors after leading the team in conference play with four homers and 17 RBIs. Meanwhile, as Chelsea mentioned towards the end of the show yesterday, Rudder High School head basketball coach Eric Jackson has passed away at the age of 44. Jackson, a graduate of Bryan High School, coached the Rangers for 3 years, leading them to the regional tournament this past season. Here's Bryan ISD athletic director Lance Angel.
Eric was a quiet guy, but he was well-respected, always commanded the respect of the kids. You know, it was amazing if you could watch a practice or a game, even though he oftentimes had a quiet demeanor when he spoke, he had the respect of everybody, and just a great guy personally, and I know the Rutter family and all of us will miss him.
Before returning to Bryan, Jackson coached at Temple and Houston Stafford, where he led the Spartans to the state tournament in 2009 and 2010. The Brazos Valley Bombers take the field tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium as they get set to face the Texas Marshals. The Bombers are coming off a 9-2 Memorial Day win against the Texarkana Twins. First pitch with the Marshals tonight is scheduled for 7:05 p.m. In Major League Baseball,
here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Rosario strikes out, and that is the ball game.
George Springer reached base on all six plate appearances and hit two of Houston's season-high six home runs to lead the Astros to their seventh straight victory, 17-6 over the Minnesota Twins yesterday. Meanwhile in Arlington.
Swing and a drive. This ball hit into deep left. Rua going back. He's at the track. He looks up, and this one is just over the wall. Two home runs here in the 10th inning that both just scale the out-of-town scoreboard.
Logan Morrison and Derek Norris homered in a three-run 10th inning to cap a late Tampa Bay comeback as the Rays beat the Texas Rangers 7-5 last night. The Astros and the Rangers have the night off tonight before they get set to face off in a three-game series in Arlington beginning tomorrow. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA, 6 months after they ended last June, the NBA Finals begin tonight with the same high-powered squads, but this face-off between the Cavaliers and the Warriors will feature the addition of Kevin Durant, who left Oklahoma City for Oakland in hopes for a chance to win a championship. Tip-off for tonight's game is at 8 p.m. at Oracle Arena in Oakland. And out on the ice, Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final is Saturday night in Nashville in what amounts to a last stand for the Predators. They were routed 4-1 last night by the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Penguins now lead the best-of-seven series 2-0. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So they get to start with the player of the year, huh? That's who the Lady Aggies are going to have to face. That pitcher is, she's pretty outstanding. Anyway, we'll talk about that more this. Now, what time's the first pitch on that?
First pitch is at 11 o'clock.
Okay, and we're having that on which one of our stations?
Willie, 1550.
There you go. All right.
Bluebell ice cream is a full half gallon of joy. It's a bridge across a kitchen table spanning generations. A toddler getting her first taste of magic. Bluebell is a best friend, a sad movie, and a good cry. It's dessert with new neighbors, soon to be old friends. A soldier after a 4th of July parade, savoring the taste of home. Some say Bluebell is the best ice cream in the country. Say I do to our rich and handsome groom's cake. Chocolate ice cream tailored to your taste with cake pieces, chocolate-coated strawberry hearts, strawberry sauce, and chocolate icing. Eat now or forever hold your peace.
Look for Bluebell ice cream half gallons and 12-pack cups for only $3.99 each when you buy two at all Kroger food stores.
June is Father's Day, and David Gardner says, sure, we got men's jewelry. We've got Rolex watches. David Gardner's is an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well, which extends the warranty when they do the work. So, you know, is this the year that it's a dad Rolex? And if that's the case, then David Gardner's has it. Could be something else, though. Or it could be an occasion that's not as general as Father's Day, which is celebrated by everybody at the same time. It could be something more personal. And it could be for a lady as well. So whatever reason you have to make a special day even more special, David Gardner's has a creation for you. DG Creations, you'll find more and more of those in the store now at 911 University Drive, but also jewelry manufacturers that you've known for years. It's just that David has decided, because there are so many people who have asked about his creations over the years, and he's done quite a few in three decades, there's a lot of different ideas that can be taken and customized to be just what you want. David Gardner's, 911 University.
Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that you'll enjoy for generations to come. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger and the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. It's the 17th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in restaurants, shops, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. Vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at one of these retailers. Museum of the American GI, College Station Medical Center, Celebrity Spa and Salon, and Sit Mean Sit. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A guy named Phil Scott is the governor of Vermont. Now, before he entered politics, he was a state senator and became lieutenant governor before being governor. But before he entered politics, he was known as a stock car racer.
Okay.
I mean, he's been doing this for quite a long time. He said yesterday he was undeterred by the minor crash that he suffered during his first race of the season at the Thunder Road Speedway over the holiday weekend. He said, yeah, I was in a wreck. He finished 19th out of 29 drivers, but he completed 96 of the 100 laps before he had his wreck, which clearly is the reason that he didn't finish any higher.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when asked if he was going too fast, he said, no, I was in second place, so I wasn't going fast enough. That's Phil Scott. I like that.
Rubbing his racing.
No kidding. I'm thinking he ought to be the governor of North Carolina or something like that. Look for a high temperature today, about 85 degrees. Still have a slight chance of showers today. 70 right now.